This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. It's your connection to local music and more. And we sort of have the music and more all in one artist today. Her name is Ash Devine. She's from Asheville, North Carolina. She is in Champaign-Urbana this week and last to work on a new theater project, which we will hear a little bit about. And as long as she's here, she's been doing a number of performances. In fact, I just saw a YouTube clip that she was at the Cowboy Monkey in Champaign on the 18th. So that was even earlier than I thought she was here. So that was last week. She was also at Red Herring Cafe in Urbana. And she is going to be a couple of places downtown Champaign this week, Thursday evening at Aroma Cafe. And then again Saturday morning into the early afternoon at Strawberry Fields in Urbana. She calls herself a singer, songwriter, and caring clown, as well as an events organizer, and a multi-talented lover of the arts and of social change. We'll hear about all of that and hear her perform live in our studio here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. And with apologies for that silence, I forgot to flip an important switch in our studio to actually allow you to hear me talking right now. That was New York Irish fiddler Tony DeMarco in a set of reels, Patty on the Turnpike, and The Scholar from his disc called The Sligo Indians. Tony DeMarco was a guest on this show, when was it, earlier this winter or in the fall? I lose track of things. He was on the Piper's Hut concert series that Dean Karras curates, and I'm sure we'll hear plenty more from that series as time goes on and as Live and Local continues. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. In the studio with us live right now is Ash Devine. She is a resident artist and ensemble member of a particular performance project we're going to hear about in Urbana. It's going to be happening next month, and it's in rehearsals right now, but probably more pertinent to those of us locally are the performances that she has been doing and will be doing. She was doing a couple last week in Champaign and Urbana, and will be doing a couple of more this week in Champaign and Urbana, and she just gave me some corrected information on one of the ones I mentioned earlier. She will be at Aroma Cafe in downtown Champaign Thursday at 7 in the evening. And then the correction is for the Strawberry Fields performance in Urbana. She's going to be there on Sunday instead of Saturday, but still at 11 in the morning. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So why don't you tell me just briefly what actually brings you here for this nice length of time? It's pretty rare for somebody to be visiting for a while, and people get to hear you in lots of different venues.
That's right. So I came here to participate in Aquatown, a future hydro history, which is a multimedia performance project, and several artists around the area collaborating to create this project. And I've been here since the beginning of May, and we've been working on collecting information about water conservation and climate change projections, and we're creating a performance based on some possibilities of what we think the future may hold for us relating to those topics. And we're going to be performing at the IMC June 10th through the 13th.
That's the Independent Media Center for those who don't know our lingo yet. And is there a bit of good news and maybe not so good news in your projections?
Well, you'll have to come to find out exactly. There's a lot of information that can be found about climate change projections that are scientifically written. And then there's what we have, which is based on, we've taken information that we've been researching and interviews that we're having with hydrologists around the area and different people who work in fields related to water and climate change. And we've been creating ideas of how we think people in different communities may react to those situations of not enough water, perhaps a change in the way we get our food and our water in the future. So there could definitely be a lot of changes, especially in this area, relating to the way agriculture is done.
And what is your connection to Champaign-Urbana that drew you into this project? I saw that one of the people involved what is the name of the Change of State? Is that the name of the sort of sponsoring organization?
That's right. Change of State Performance Project is putting on the show, and it's Andrea Del Moral is our director, and she has been collaborating with people here in Urbana for a while with the School for Designing Society, which is an organization that I have also worked with at the Gesundheit Institute in West Virginia. So the School for Designing Society is an activist and language school here in Urbana. And that is how I am connected to Urbana.
And it's through her.
I met Andrea at the Gesundheit Institute during a School for Designing Society session 2 years ago.
Which is a wonderful name, the Gesundheit Institute.
That's right.
And Elizabeth Simpson is the name I recognized. She is a singer-songwriter around here. Mm-hmm. And actually was sitting right where you are not all that long ago, I guess last September.
That's right. Elizabeth is helping out with some production of the show. She also may be featured as an artist in the show, Aquatown. And her and I are also sharing a couple gigs. She will be performing an opening set for me at Aroma Cafe at 7 on Thursday.
Oh, she will. Well, I need to add that down here because it's nice to know that because I enjoyed her when she was on. And I imagine our listeners did as well. I'm writing it down right now. Elizabeth Simpson. And, of course, I've indicated in our promotional material, a promotional spot before today's show, just quoting from yourself about how you are billed as a singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, caring clown, which is the one that I find particularly intriguing, as well as being involved and concerned about social change. In what order did those things come as you've developed your artistic personality?
Well, singer-songwriter came first. I began learning guitar at the age of 12, and I was a very ambitious 13-year-old. I began performing in coffee shops and restaurants at the age of 13 and continued that until now. I'm about 12 years into performing as a singer-songwriter. So that was the first performance that I did was singer-songwriter. And I spent a lot of time working on that. I dropped out of high school and pretty much developed myself as a musician for a long time. And I moved to Asheville from Blacksburg, Virginia, which is where I was born. And I went to college there. I intended to go to college for interdisciplinary studies because I wanted to combine the arts with anthropology and sociology and communication studies. I ended up becoming a drama major and incorporating arts for social change into the major myself through independent studies. And that's when I met Patch Adams and I started doing clown trips with Patch Adams internationally and other groups of college students.
Did you pick up your high school degree somewhere along the way,
or did
you skip over it?
I homeschooled and got a GED and then went to community college. So continued my education, just not the public school route until I went back to college, which is still public.
Right. Patch Adams is a name I haven't heard for a very long time. Remind me and our listeners who was? Is he still around?
Patch Adams is still around. He just had his 65th birthday, actually. He's still traveling a lot internationally, taking people on clown trips to hospitals and nursing homes, schools, orphanages, and prisons. And Gesundheit Institute has several educational projects going at their land in West Virginia right now.
Is that a project of his, the Gesundheit Institute?
Right. Yes. It's founded by Patch Adams, but it's actually being run by a group of people, and it's a nonprofit organization. So there's a board affiliated with Gesundheit.
So how has his name come to prominence. I want to say, was there a film about him?
There was.
Fairly recently?
I think it was in the 80s.
Okay, so not
so or 90s. I'm not really sure when the film was, actually. A while ago.
With
at least 10 years ago.
Robin Williams.
That's right, Robin Williams. Patch Adams brought... He's a healthcare activist. Another thing that they do is they have intensive workshops for medical students about redesigning the healthcare system and integrating care back into the healthcare system. So a lot of the educational programs that Gazoon Heights offers relates to basically reintegrating care and relationship back into the healthcare system. So they offer programs for students to come to the land at Gazoon Heights, and they also do a traveling healthcare intensive workshop that is in various places around the country throughout the year.
So what was the nature of your interaction with him? How long were you working with him?
So I saw a flyer hanging on a bulletin board when I was in my third year of college, Humanitarian Clowns to Haiti. So I picked that up because I knew it was right along the lines of how I wanted to integrate caring, healing, and working with people into my work as a theater artist. So I went to Haiti, Port-au-Prince, Haiti in 2007, and that was truly a life-changing experience. We spent all of our time in orphanages and children's hospitals and abandoned baby units in Port-au-Prince. After that, I then went to Peru and participated in a community-based arts program that Gazoon Heights and several other organizations have been working on for about 7 years in Iquitos, Peru, which is in the Amazon. And they're working every summer. I think they have a year-long project going, though about 100 clowns go there for 2 weeks every August and do neighborhood reconstruction. Like they paint houses with the people who live in the neighborhoods, and they do workshops with both the community members and outside organizations that come who are related to health, like the World Health Organization, I think, is involved with that.
I'm just trying to picture a situation with 100 clowns, just the visual, you know, the
stereotypical. We take up a couple hotels. Yeah, there's a lot of, actually half of the clowns are from Central and South America. There's a lot of clowns from Peru and a lot of clowns from Chile and various places around. And then there's also people that come from Europe and people that come from the U.S. And we break up into teams on a daily basis and go on clown trips. Some of us go paint. Some of us go teach workshops with kids in theater, music, and dance. And at the end of the two-week period, there's a big performance in the community area in the neighborhood that we work with. And they have a big festival presenting performances with the kids who participated in workshops, as well as other community members who have things to share.
And how many of these activities are you actually in? Is this group of clowns dressed as clowns?
All the time.
All the time.
From the moment we walk into the airport to the moment we walk out of the airport, we are dressed as clowns.
And what does that do? What do you think that does for the people who you're working with? As opposed to, okay, I'm a clown in my other life, but here I am helping these people out.
Well, it's really interesting in the airport and in normal street situations. I see it as a healthy distraction from everyone's normal focus that they may have. Like, oh, I'm going to the bank. I'm going to wait in line at the bank. And then I have to do these other things. And then I have to go home and make phone calls. And then you're walking down the street, and then suddenly this burst of color and smile comes into your field of vision. And then all of a sudden, your whole day changes. And so there's that. There's the healthy distraction. And then there's also, when you're dressed as a clown, you're automatically given permission to go many places that you couldn't normally go.
And that affects both the performer, obviously, and the people around you. There's a video of you on YouTube. It's listed as a promotional video for Ash Devine.
Right, standing in the airport.
Standing in the airport.
Uh-huh.
It's not clear to me whether that video, whether the sound on there is an overdub or are you singing?
That's an overdub. That is from a concert in Asheville when I had the crowd. We were all singing You Are My Sunshine together.
And it's interesting to watch some of the people just sort of walk by as though you're not there.
Right.
As though it's perfectly normal to see a clown in the middle of an airport.
Right. That's the USA. So it's really interesting the contrast between the way people react to clowns in the U.S. as opposed to how they react to them, how I've experienced people react to me in Central America and other places I've been on clown trips.
Which is different, I gather.
I've noticed that people in the U.S. tend to have a larger capacity for blocking things out. And sometimes you really have to work more to get their attention.
It's like they I'm not seeing that. I'm not seeing that. I'm
right.
Just pretending I'm not seeing that for some reason or another.
Whereas, for instance, in Peru, when we walk down the street, a lot of the time people reach out to us, and they're really happy to see us there. Also, because they know who we are, because we've been going there for about 7 years.
So they're engaging you as much as you're mm-hmm. engaging them.
Right. So.
Well, you do have your guitar in hand, and you have this other curious instrument, which we'll get to, I gather, in a little bit. So let's hear a little bit about what you're about musically before we talk some about that.
All right. So another thing about the clowning is that I'm working to integrate clowning into music. And so I'm combining the two together, which when we go on clown trips, there's always musicians playing. And it really has changed my life and the way that I think about playing music. So now when I go to nursing homes, I do sing-along songs, and I'm attempting to bring songs out of the people who I meet at nursing homes. So that is a big part of the project that I'm working on developing right now, is a tour that incorporates both playing in music venues with performing in nursing homes and doing programs with kids that will involve community outreach and bringing the kids to nursing homes with us to do clown trips. So I'm really excited about that.
And what do you want to start with today?
Today, well, I'm going to start with a song from my new CD, and this one is called True Home. I wrote this song a while ago. In response to some subdivisions being built in my hometown.
Ash Devine on Live and Local.
Wish to see peering out of the window your eyes, and I love this place, and I need something new. 'Cause today I feel so unfulfilled, and I cannot find you. When we change the land to fit our needs, do we understand what we could be taking from the air we breathe every time a new foundation is built? I carry a tear, I carry a guilt I'd like to crawl into the earth, make my home under the leaves. 'Cause my passions lie deep in those woods, the ones that all the highway construction is taking. Oh, no.
standards of living now seem so high that it's hard to see past the buildings that crowd our sky. And I think, well, maybe there's something here that I can change. I'm gonna get started by going on the street, yell and scream and sing. I'd like to crawl into the earth, make my home under the leaves, 'cause my passions lie deep in those woods, the ones that all the housing construction is taking. Can vary between sidewalk and forest. I can respect the concrete and the buildings, but I want some of my true home back. Yes, I want some of my true home back. Don't you know it's your true home? Can't we say some of our own true home? Oh, we won't be able to save it once it's gone. We won't be able to save it once it's gone. Oh, I want some of my true
true home from the disc called Bird Must Fly by Ash Devine. She's with us in our studio here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our programs today made possible with support from World Harvest International and Gourmet Foods on the corner of 6th and University in Champaign, providing Champaign-Urbana with a wide array of foods from around the world, including cheeses, olives, spices, hot sauces, olive oils, and more. World Harvest invites you to join them in supporting public radio. Is there anything that happened to you personally or experiences that you had personally earlier in life that led you to create songs, particularly about social change? I mean, when you did that first coffee shop gig at 12 or 13, what were you singing about at that point?
Well, that's interesting. I grew up in a town, Blacksburg, Virginia, and I would give a lot of my inspiration to the community I was surrounded by as a young child. My mother was very supportive of me as a musician from the time I was born. She always encouraged me to play music. And she studied a lot of history and knew a lot about the Appalachian Mountains and plants and basically a lot of historical facts and things that you don't really learn in school. The people I grew up around were activists in the 60s and 70s. So I would say as a child I heard a lot about political issues and I was supported to care for the planet.
So that includes your parents, you say grew
it
up
did.
Around.
That's right. And also my parents and my parents' friends. We often convene together. I have a very large extended family in Blacksburg.
And what were those early songs about?
When I was younger, I was learning Bob Dylan songs. I was learning Janis Joplin songs, a lot of classic folk songs. my mom was into Joni Mitchell too, so I did some Joni Mitchell. And I was also influenced by old-time music. I spent a lot of time around old-time music, which is really popular in the Blue Ridge Mountain region. So a lot of the songs I played when I was 13, they weren't original yet. I was playing Bob Dylan, Ani DiFranco. Ani DiFranco was a big inspiration for me when I was younger. And I didn't start actually writing my own songs till I was about 14. And by the time I was 15, I was playing all original songs.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. Did those early songs, did you gravitate immediately towards the more socially aware of those, say, Dylan songs, or not necessarily?
I have an older sister, and she was that was the type of music she was listening to at the time. And I would say my mother also was really into Irish music, and a lot of the Irish songs are about revolution. And I wouldn't say that I necessarily played the Bob Dylan songs when I was 13 because they had to do with social change. I was learning the songs that I listened to on a daily basis and enjoyed listening to.
And what would you say is the sort of the balance of, in your songs now, socially aware versus purely entertaining? Or is there a differentiation?
I wouldn't say that there is a difference in my intentions for music. I would say that there are times when I'm playing songs when I am showcasing my feelings as a human being on the planet, and then there's times when I'm playing songs where I'm integrating real stories that I've heard or that I've experienced about issues. So I would say at all times I have the intention of heightening awareness through playing music.
And is there a... Well, I'll ask this question after I hear whatever you're going to do next, because you have switched instruments to... What is this? I've never seen an instrument look quite
this
like that.
This is a ukulele.
Not like any I've seen.
The brand name is called It's a Fluke. It was given to me by a friend. I already had a ukulele, and it was a really cheap little ukulele that I got to go on a clown trip. I switched from guitar to ukulele for the clown trips because it would be a lot more portable and less intimidating for a small child laying in a hospital bed. So after clowning for a while with ukulele, I started integrating it into my folk music as well. So this next song is from the CD as well. It's called How You Been. And when I perform this song, I often do it as a sing-along. So if you'd like to sing along, you can. And the sing-along part goes, how you been? Just like that.
And I've seen this on some, there's a couple of clips of that song too.
That's right.
I noticed there's one of them where there seemed to be a great deal of trouble getting the audience to pay any attention, which has to be frustrating when you play in some of the settings, you know, which are often with people drinking and eating. And how do you get their attention?
Right. Well, I don't allow it to frustrate me anymore. So there's some tricky things that you can say to people to get their attention. Sometimes it's doing a little dance and making some kind of joke, or referring to someone in the audience in a way such that it gets their attention. Sometimes I say, hey, you in the back, stop paying attention. And that seems to work. It's this kind of reverse psychology thing.
There was, I was at a thing at the Canopy Club here in Champaign with, in Urbana, with Bela Fleck. And people really were not paying any attention, which was sort of bizarre because it's Bela Fleck, and they came to hear him, you know.
Right.
And what was his line was, am I bothering you? Something like that.
Did it work?
For some people, I mean, eventually the louder he got, the more they paid attention, I guess, or something like that. So, well, it's Ash Devine here on Live and Local. I guess I'll agree to participate.
Yeah, those are moments when the clown thing can come in handy, you know, just do something very unexpected and flashy.
If you're not in clown costume at that point, is that when you whip out the red nose and just put it on and change your persona?
I generally just kind of take on the physicality and make jokes. And that it's very easy to be a clown without a clown nose. It's really all in the eye contact a lot of the time.
But the clown nose has to help.
It does help, especially when dealing with police officers.
Now that...
I and not hear, getting thrown out of places.
I want to hear this song, but I mean, that wasn't a very intriguing comment. Have you had encounters with police officers when clowning?
I have clowned for police officers, yes.
For police officers?
Yeah.
Oh, at protests.
Just to lighten them up a little bit, you know.
Okay. So
keep
they weren't necessarily willing participants in your clowning at that point.
You know, sometimes it's good to ask the clown to go up to ask the police officer questions.
As opposed
to... You may be less likely to get arrested.
As opposed to Amy Goodman style.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, where she probably wants to get herself arrested sometimes. Well, in any event.
All right.
How you been?
And then how funny would it be to have them dragging clowns away in handcuffs? You know, that's the other thing.
Not as funny, I'll bet.
Okay. All right, how you been?
You Been, song by and performed by Ash Devine, and you can hear it on her CD called Bird Must Fly. What's that? I mean, I know that's a song on there. Is that one we're going to hear a little later, or I'm curious just about the title.
Well, it wasn't in the plan, though.
It doesn't have to be.
Okay. Well, the song is called Bird Must Fly, and towards the end of the song it says, oh, the bird must fly. Because that's the truth, unless you're a penguin. And then, you know, there's always exceptions. Some birds don't fly. Though it's a pretty large metaphor.
For various
the heart must pump, the bird must fly. blood must flow through our veins if we are to be alive.
Things must do what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Ash Devine is going to be performing in our area a couple times this week. And then are you gone after this week for a while? Or are you still around?
I will be here for the Aquatown of Future Hydro History performing in the IMC June 10th through the 13th. And people can find out more information about that project at www.changeofstate.org.
But her performance is this week, Thursday evening at 7 o'clock at Aroma Cafe in downtown Champaign. She's performing with... are you performing with Elizabeth, or is Elizabeth Simpson going to do her set and then you do
She's
yours?
She's going to open up for me on Thursday night.
Okay, that'll be 7 o'clock Thursday. And then on Sunday at Strawberry Fields in Urbana, that will be at 11 o'clock. And are you solo on that one?
Yes.
I listed you here just because of, you know, I knew this is how you build yourself, singer, songwriter, clown. Does the clown belong in those, on those particular gigs? You tend to bring that in, expect to bring that into those?
The clown is present whenever needed.
So maybe, maybe not.
That's right.
Depends on the audience.
I think, you know, the clown is about reaching out. So I remember you asked me the question, was there a differentiation between entertainment and music for social change? And the answer is no, because I hope, especially in the future and now, that we evolve our entertainment to involve relevant aspects of society and desires for healing and for building a society that we wish to live in, because I believe that the arts and entertainment are a amazing, powerful tool in order for us to be able to transition into anything in life.
Well, that last song you just did, How You Been, was less overtly non-personal than the first one, which was quite overtly non-personal. I mean, it could be also personal, but I mean, it was quite overtly political, social, worldly, and so on.
So yeah, it's good to have a mix sometimes, because How You Been, you know, I've often had feedback from people saying, oh, I know exactly how you feel in that song. I can relate to that. And so it's also, you know, there's songs that are really political and that are speaking to specific issues. And then there's songs that kind of like get your foot in the door and get your foot in the door to connecting with people. And so I think How You Been is good for that also, because we turned it into a sing-along, and that saying How You Been is so familiar to people. So sing-alongs are something I'm attempting to incorporate more into performances. Invite audiences to have participation in everything that's going on in the music.
Well, I would think, too, that if your full set or your full program was songs very much like True Home, you would exhaust the audience.
Right.
Because nobody's used to thinking that hard while they're listening to someone sing.
Right. And so I think, you know, How You Been, for instance, and like I said, it can be a way of connecting to people's everyday experiences.
You have the guitar back. The question I was going to ask before you play with ukulele, and I thought, well, I'll just hear how this song goes. It's not far. Does the topic of the songs at all determine which instrument you play?
Not exactly. The ukulele is a pretty new addition. I've only been playing ukulele for the past 2 years. Oftentimes, it can be which instrument I have nearby. I take my ukulele everywhere because it's so convenient. And so if I'm walking down the street and a song pops in my head, which oftentimes when I'm walking, that's when I write songs, then I will pull out the ukulele and start writing song to that. It can be affected by the topic, because if I want a fuller sound and I want to affect the dynamics and the emotion of the song with some more bassy sounds and a fuller sound, then I may choose the guitar, because I have more options with the guitar.
Well, I partly ask because ukulele can have a some humorous connotations,
right,
partly because of some of the people who have played the ukulele in the past. Tiny Tim was a ukulele player, wasn't he? Were you even around when Tiny Tim was performing? Do you even know who I'm talking
I've
about?
I've heard about him and would like to study
that
more.
That was a lot longer ago than I probably would like to believe. I also saw that you were playing with the Duke of Uke in our community.
That's right. New friends.
Yeah, who has an interesting persona of his own. Well, what are we going to do next?
Okay, so this next song is called Sisters of Magic, and it's about herbalism and a little bit about, it's a fictional story, though it has some truth to it. And this song is also on my CD.
Sisters of magic, since the day of birth, side by side, shoulders drawn from east to west, Isabel and Clara knew where to find the very best medicine. Their young days they spent listening to the earth, side by side, since the day of birth. And come October, when frost would lay across the land, Isabel gathered the roots, Claire made the medicine. Isabel gathered the roots, Claire made the medicine. Dark golden seal and meadow so sweet, they kept the medicine in jars for the winter weeks. Come February, they traveled to town, bringing to the city the love of the ground. Bringing to the city the love of the ground. From the town they heard that Isabel and Clara's medicine was of the devil's word. So they marched to the house and burned it to the ground. Isabel and Clara in the lake they drowned. Isabel and Clara to the Bible their hands were bound. Isabel carried a careful book made of poplar tree, and Claire a satchel sewn with sycamore leaves. Together they would walk through the forest silently. Rare under a full moon they could be seen. And even though their house has long since burned down, the message of their love still grows from the ground. Even though their house can no longer be found, sisters of magic still grow from the ground. Sisters of magic still grow from the ground. Ooh. Sisters of magic, since the day of birth, side by side, shoulders drawn from east to west, Isabel and Clara knew where to find the very best medicine.
Sisters of Magic, sung here by Ash Devine on Live and Local on FM 90.9. She's going to be at the Aroma Cafe downtown Champaign Thursday evening at 7 o'clock with Elizabeth Simpson opening up for her. And then Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Strawberry Fields in Urbana. And let me run down just a few other performances going on in our area today and tomorrow. The Piano Man does his weekly gig at the Canopy Club in Urbana tonight at 9 o'clock. at the Iron Post in Urbana, Desafinado performing at 8 o'clock. Jeff Kerr and Billy Gauld are at El Toro Bravo in Champaign this evening at 6 o'clock, acoustic duo. And a woman who's been a guest a few times on this show, jazz pianist Laura Driscoll, is at V. Picasso in downtown Urbana. That's at 6 o'clock. Tomorrow night in Champaign, it's the weekly traditional Irish music session at Bentley's Pub, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Desafinado performing again at the Iron Post. They're getting around. They were there last week as well, tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. The Parish Duo are at the TNT Tavern, in Rantoul tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. And Joni Dreyer and Dave Cooper, acoustic duo at Senator's Pub in Champaign tomorrow night at 7:30. Lots and lots of things going on in our area always, and you will have noticed that almost all of those things I mentioned are Champaign and Urbana. I really would like to know things going on elsewhere in our listening area. If you would let me know, please, I'd appreciate it at willcalendar@illinois.edu. That's W-Y-L-L calendar@illinois.edu, and we will be sure to get those items on the air, and we try to get guests involved with your organization or with those performances on the show as well. Love your guitar sound.
Thank you.
It's nice and warm and rich, and actually so is the ukulele sound, which is not usually a characteristic that I attribute to the ukulele. I have to assume that some of that is your fingers, since this is how you get what you get out of the guitar, and how much is that particular instrument? You said it's not the cheap one you used to have.
Right. Well, it's interesting. This ukulele actually has an ovation style, so it's flat on the top, and then it's got a triangular shape, and the back is this plastic material. But the plastic is very rounded on the back, so I think that allows it to project a lot. And the strings are nylon, so I don't know. I guess this was given to me by a friend, and it was a total surprise gift. And I suppose this type of ukulele is just particularly loud. There's other ukuleles that are, I mean, I think traditionally the ukulele is made out of wood. Not really sure.
It's an interesting looking instrument and very nice sounding. You, on your CD and on some of the clips that you have on YouTube, mm-hmm. you're not always by yourself.
Right.
You often do perform with other people. There's mm-hmm. a cellist who has shown up with you a number of times.
Right. Last year, I performed a lot with a cellist, Quetzal Jordan, and now we have moved on from our bandmateship. Though I do have another cellist in Asheville who I hope to collaborate with soon. So I'm in the process of building a band to tour with me, or that we can tour together for an indefinite amount of time, although I am scheduling a tour for this fall on the West Coast. So I do have a drummer and a bass player who's featured on the CD, the bass player F.M. Turner, I've been playing with since I was 13. He's been living in Texas for a while, so we get together when we can, and we often get together a couple times a year for recording. So I have bandmates spread out throughout the U.S. right now, and right now collecting people who are willing to travel and excited to travel as part of the group.
Well, good luck with that. I'll be anxious to hear this CD and hear how different some of these songs you're doing sound with mm-hmm. with backup.
Yeah, you know. So me and Patrick are playing most of the instruments on that CD.
Patrick Turner.
That's right. F.M. Turner is his production name. And so yeah, we're overdubbing a lot on that CD, and then there's also the guest Brian Festa on some of the drum parts.
Okay, well, we have time for probably one more song.
Okay, great.
Before we go out, and we'll have the Writer's Almanac at 101, and back with classical music at 106.
Great. So this last song is actually not on the CD, and it's called 7 Days a Week, and this song relates a little bit to Aquatown, Future Hydro History, and so I wanted to play that. Aquatown is a lot about we're exploring three possible futures that we may live in, depending on what happens with our water and our food sources and climate change. So this song is projecting a little bit about what I feel an ideal future may be. And once again, June 10th through 13th is when we're performing that, and You can find out more information at www.changeofstate.org. All right, so this song is 7 days a week. Darkest wood. Here is a song for the tree, grown from sprout and sprout from seed, shade from the sun and air to breathe. Here is a song for the ground, red, gray, a song for pollution. It's become a part of our lives. I want to clean out my blood, fill my veins with love, and rebuild this place just right. The ideal society. People would be free to love fearlessly. We would love our food that grows from the ground. There would be a garden right in the middle of town. We would have no cars. We would just use our feet. And air is for breathing. Hey, that would be neat. All the seasons, they would make up the rules. They'd decide what it is that we learn in school. We would learn about love. 7 days a week. That's the only way that we can live peacefully. We're gonna learn love. Yes, 7 days a week. That's the only way we can live peacefully. We must know nothing of killing and greed. We must know nothing of killing and greed. We must know nothing of killing and greed. We ought to live peacefully. I'm gonna love the water, I'm gonna love
Ash Devine on WYLL FM and HD Urbana.